Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hello, hello, Hustle Sanely Squad. Welcome back to the show. I am so grateful that you're here and I hope you're taking care of yourself. I am really excited about this week's episode because, as I'm sure you're not surprised by, I nerd out over productivity tools and planning systems. I mean, hello, look at what I do for a living. Today, I am going to walk you through the tools that I use to plan and organize my whole life, and I mean my whole life. But before we jump into the good stuff, I want to lay some groundwork. You know what I'm about to say, but I am going to say it anyways. So go ahead and why don't you just say it with me? Our schedules and routines are tools, not chains. And the same thing goes for our systems. Planning systems and productivity tools need updating sometimes. What used to work for you in one season of your life might not work for your current season of life, okay? The best system is one that you will actually use. I'm gonna say that again. The best system is the one that you actually use. And last thing, make sure that you're not expecting a planning system to solve all of your problems, because if you're burned out, a planning system is not your solution. If you are burned out, you need a lifestyle shift, which is a whole lot deeper than updating where you're keeping track of your to-do list, okay? So I want to start by giving you a list of the main tools that I use to plan and organize my life and a brief description of what I use each thing for, so you can kind of get like a broad picture of how they all work together. And then we're gonna go into detail, kind of zoom in on how I use each tool. So let's jump in to the four productivity tools that I use to plan and organize my whole life. The first one is Google Calendar. I use Google Calendar as a placeholder for scheduled events and recurring tasks, both for work and for my personal life. So I kind of view Google Calendar as like digital sticky notes. So that's number one. Second productivity tool that I use to help plan and organize my whole life, Notion. I use Notion as a digital filing cabinet for all of my life lists. And then number three, the third tool that I use is my weekly peacefully productive planner. I use my weekly planner to create a game plan for each specific week that makes sure I'm prioritizing my mental health and relationships as I pursue my goals. Heyo. Making sure that I'm hustling sanely. I hope you caught that. And then the fourth and final tool that I use to help me plan and organize my whole life is my Hustle Sanely Daily Planning Notepad. So I use my Daily Planning Notepad to create a plan for fuller days. So I don't use my Daily Notepad every day, just on days when I feel like I need more support. And we'll talk about that more in just a little bit. But I want to just now that I've given you like a broad overview, those are the four tools that I use and like one sentence of what I use them for. I want to zoom in. So as you can see, I use a combination of digital and paper tools to plan and organize my life. That is what works best for me and my brain. I have tried so many different planning systems and different tools, and this is just what works for me. And remember what I said at the beginning, the only system that is worth having is one that you're actually going to use, right? If you have this elaborate, in-depth system and you're just like, wow, this looks great on paper or in theory, but you don't actually use it, then what's the point, right? So to some people, it might seem silly that I use digital tools and paper tools, but it doesn't feel silly to me. And I actually use these tools and it helps me keep my life planned and organized. So it works for me, right? So that's what's important. So now I want to talk about each tool and how I specifically use it to plan and organize my life. So let's go back to the top and start with Google Calendar. So as a reminder, I use Google Calendar as a placeholder for scheduled events and recurring tasks, both for work and for personal stuff. So like I said, like my digital sticky notes is how I view Google Calendar. So the way that I have my Google Calendar set up, I have different calendars for different life categories. And then I also use the tasks feature to keep track of recurring tasks. So the calendars that I have set up are FAM. So FAM, like short for family, you know, this is where all of my personal stuff goes. So Adam and I share this calendar so that we can see when the other has events or appointments. So I mean like hair appointments, lash appointments, therapy appointments, lunch or dinner with a friend, any of that kind of stuff. Whenever one of us makes an appointment or plans, we immediately put it in the FAM Google Calendar. The next calendar that I have is called Hustle Sanely Things. So as I'm sure you can guess, this is where all time-bound work things go. So coaching calls, book club meetings, podcast interviews, calls with brands, anything that has to do with Hustle Sanely, that is timed. So like I have to be somewhere at a specific time for a Hustle Sanely thing, it goes in this calendar. The next calendar that I have is, and this is the last one, it's called Weekly Outline. So this is where I have my current season's weekly outline. So my morning routine, evening routine, workouts, work hours, weekly prep meeting, church, like all of that kind of stuff, like my typical recurring events week to week. And then I do have another calendar. I said that the weekly outline was the last calendar because technically it's the last calendar, but I have the tasks feature turned on in my calendar. So you can like turn it on or off, and I just have mine turned on. So technically it's under calendar, but the tasks feature in Google Calendar is like its own thing. So I have my tasks broken up into personal and professional, those two categories. I like the tasks feature in Google Calendar because you can see the tasks on your actual calendar or in a list format without the calendar. So the tasks that I keep here are all of my recurring tasks. This way I don't have to remember them. They automatically populate in my Google Calendar and I can plan accordingly. So with Google Tasks, you can create a task to be recurring. So for example, one of my recurring work tasks is check in with the Hustle Sanely BFF Facebook group. And I have that task set up to recur every Monday through Friday in my Google Calendar. I like giving each thing its own calendar because then I can color code each thing, and also I can uncheck something if I don't want to see it on my calendar. So the four categories that I shared with you, FAM, Hustle Sanely Things, Weekly Outline, and Tasks, they all have their own color on my Google Calendar so I can easily decipher like what's what, and I can uncheck something if I don't want to see it displayed on my calendar. So it's really handy. It works really well for my brain, and I love that I can share it with Adam so he knows when I have like work calls. He knows when I have certain appointments, things like that. So when I'm sitting down to do my weekly prep meeting, I have my Google Calendar and my weekly planner, and I am easily able to create a game plan for my week because I can see ahead to all of the recurring tasks that need to be done without having to try and remember them manually, if that makes sense. So some other examples of recurring tasks that I have saved in my Google Tasks, I'll give you personal and professional. So the personal things that I keep track of in Google Tasks, all of my monthly and quarterly cleaning tasks. So I shared my cleaning routine in detail in episode 218. If you missed it, you can go back and listen. But all those tasks, they just automatically pop up in my Google Calendar so that I'm like, oh, now is the time that I need to do XYZ cleaning task. I also keep track of when it's time to do my monthly and quarterly check-in meeting. So it just says like, okay, today you need to do your monthly check-in meeting. And then I keep track of my first of the month list. So I have what I call a first of the month list. I have one for personal and for professional, and it's where I keep a list of things that I need to do on the first of every month. So like paying certain bills, things like that. And then another task that I have under the personal category that's recurring, watering my plants every other Friday. So every other Friday, the little reminder is there like, okay, you need to water the plants today. So those are some examples of recurring personal tasks. And then some examples of recurring professional tasks, story about the podcast every Tuesday. So every Tuesday that pops up, like you need a story about the podcast episode. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, post on Instagram pops up as my little like task reminder, like, okay, you need to post on your Instagram, the Jess Massey Instagram, not the Hustle Sanely Instagram. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I post on the Jess Massey Instagram feed every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's just like recurring. I don't even think about it. It's just a routine at this point. And then another example of a professional recurring task that I have in Google Calendar is prepping the podcast episodes for the following month. So every third Tuesday of the month, this pops up. Like, it's podcast week. You need to be working on podcast things this week. So again, I'm only adding tasks here that are recurring so that I don't have to manually remember them. I don't use Google Calendar for my daily to-do list because it just does not work for my brain. I've tried before. Like I said, I use it more as like digital sticky note reminders. So using Google Calendar like this frees up so much mental space for me because I'm not trying to keep track of all of this stuff in my brain. So I'm not ever wondering when things are going to get done or if I'm forgetting something, you know? So that is how I use Google Calendar. The second tool is, as a reminder, Notion. So I use Notion as a digital filing cabinet for all of my life lists, like I said earlier. So if you've never heard of it, Notion is a note-taking app. I used to use the Notes app on my iPhone to keep track of all of these lists that I'm talking about, but it got so messy so quick. So I moved all of my notes over to Notion in 2023, and it has been so much better for my brain. So here are the things that I keep track of in Notion. Now, I recently moved all of my work lists over into Notion as well because I was just trying to consolidate platforms that I was using, and I love it so much. So I have two sections in Notion. One is called Life Lists, and one is called Hustle Sanely. As I'm sure you can guess, the Life List is for personal stuff, and Hustle Sanely is for professional stuff. So under Life Lists, I have stuff like Hustle Sanely Planning System. So this is where I keep track of my vision and goals for the year, my non-negotiables for my current season, my weekly outline for my current season, my catch-all task lists, and a list of what my recurring tasks are. Those things that I told you that I keep in Google Tasks, I like to just have them saved all in one place so that that way, if I ever want to like go through them and kind of clean them out, I don't have to like go through all of my Google Calendar. I can just look at that list. So that's the first section that I have in my personal category is Hustle Sanely Planning System. See, I told you guys I actually use the Hustle Sanely Planning System in my real life. Then I also have a category called books. And under this, I keep track of books that I want to read this year and books that I've read this year. I have a section called home. And in this, I have my cleaning routine, my favorite Simply Earth oils. And then there is a section for a backyard project. So we're working on revamping our backyard this spring and summer. And so I have a note for that. Then I have a section for our go-to meals. I have a section for anniversary planning. Adam and I are about to celebrate our 10-year wedding anniversary and we're going on a trip. So everything related to that trip goes here. I have a wish list. So things that I want to buy either for me or for Everly. I have a family traditions list in here. I have a monthly girls night schedule in here. And then I have a section that is called Everly. And there's just all of Everly's information in there. So that is an overview, like a very quick overview of what I have in my life lists section of Notion. And then under the Hustle Sanely section, I have stuff like business at a glance. And this is where I have my business goals mapped out for the year. I have a section called social media and marketing. And this has my posting schedule, content ideas for each platform. So like Instagram ideas, YouTube ideas, email ideas, like that kind of a thing. I have a section called podcast. So I don't consider my podcast social media. So I just like to have I like it to have its own section. I don't know. It just makes sense in my brain. So under podcast, I have episode topic requests, guests that I want to invite on, and then an outreach template. Then I have a section for the BFF membership where I keep things like future topic ideas, past topics, and past books that we've already done, my open and close list. So things that I need to do when I open the BFF membership, things that I need to do when I close the BFF membership, and then my first of the month list. So every first business day of the month, I have a list of a few things that I just just need to do in the BFF membership, and I just can go here and see what it is really quickly. I have a section called paper products. I have a section for the That's What She Read book club. I have a section called Future Projects Brain Dump. So I do have Notion templates in the shop for the Hustle Sanely planning system. If you want to use some of the same ones that I do, I'll link them in the show notes for you. But that's kind of a very quick overview of the type of stuff that I keep in Notion. Hello, it is me interrupting myself to tell you that you need to stop whatever you are doing and get excited about the That's What She Read book club. We are starting our first book together in May. We're going to be reading Funny Story by Emily Henry, and I don't want you to miss out on finding your next favorite fiction read alongside your new bookish besties. Because truly, let's be honest, don't we all need somewhere to rant and rave about our attachments to fictional characters? Just me? No? No? Okay. If you have no clue what I am talking about right now, I am launching a fiction book club, y'all. And I'm so excited because it's virtual, which means anybody, anywhere can join. So here is what you can expect in book club. Every month, you're going to be able to cast your vote for our monthly read. So there's going to be a poll with three options to choose from, and the genres are going to vary. We're going to be doing romance, fantasy, literary fiction, thrillers. Like, it's going to be a variety in there. You are going to get to attend two readathons per month. So we're going to gather virtually two times a month, an hour each time, so that we can read together. Not only are they going to be a good time, but it's dedicated time every month to actually read the book that we voted on without distractions. You are going to get to attend a monthly live book chat. So toward the end of every month, we're going to meet up virtually so that we can chat about the book that we read that month. And then you're also going to have access to a forum to connect with other people in book club. So you know how it is. If you're a reader and you're reading and you read something in a book and you're just like, I need to process this with somebody else immediately, we have a place for that. There's a community chat to discuss what we're reading in real time if we just cannot wait to talk about something until our live hangout. So are you kidding? This is going to be the most fun thing. I am so freaking excited. Don't forget, I mentioned this in last week's episode, Hustle Sanely BFFs, you get automatic access to book club. You do not have to sign up, but other people are welcome. If you're not a Hustle Sanely BFF, you can absolutely join a book club. It's 10 bucks a month. If you want to get an email when book club is open, because it opens on April 23rd, make sure that you're on the Hustle Sanely email list, and I will let you know when we are ready for you. I truly cannot wait to be bookish best with you. Like, what a dream come true. But okay, let me stop talking about book club because I could go on and on and on and on. Go get on the email list so that I can tell you when it's time to join book club, and let's get back to the show. The third tool to remind you that I use to plan and organize my whole entire life is my weekly Peacefully Productive Planner. I use my weekly planner to create a game plan for each specific week that makes sure that I'm prioritizing my mental health and relationships as I pursue my goals. Y'all, I'm gonna be honest with you. My weekly planner is my ride or die. It is my working plan for each week. So like an actual real life live action plan, okay? This is what I use to take everything in my life. So scheduled events, recurring tasks, my goals, like everything that I store in the other places that I've shared, and I merge them into one place so that I can make the progress that I need to make without burning out. So the way that the Peacefully Productive Planner is set up, it makes it easy for me to put together my weekly game plan to get done what needs to be done, but it also helps me to make sure that I'm weaving intentional rest and self-care into my days. I have a whole episode on how I use my weekly planner, but I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version. So if you're looking at a weekly spread in the planner, the top left has a spot to write your top three tasks for the week. This is where I write the three most important things that I need to get done. I blend personal and professional. So some weeks I have two work tasks and one personal task, and then other weeks it's the reverse of that. Then there's a spot to jot down other tasks that need to get done for the week. Now, I only jot tasks here if I don't know which day they're going to be done on. If I know what day I'm going to do a task, I put it on that day's focus three or in that day's like blank box area. Then after that, there's a spot to write down how you're resting that week. I look at the week and I see what's going on and what kind of rest I think is going to best support me. So like, for example, if I have a lot of social events, I'm an introvert, I will usually plan a solo night so that I can be my introverted self for rest. If it's a full work week, I'll usually plan some sort of outdoor activity to do with my family to rest, like get me out of the house, away from screens, that kind of stuff. So after the spot to write down how you're resting for the week, there is a habit tracker for the week. So this is where I keep track of things that I want to do to prioritize my mental health and self-care. So some examples of habits that I've recently been tracking: save days. So this is my version of a no spend day. Reading 50 or more pages, because I find that when I have a page goal for reading, I'm less likely to scroll on my phone. Another habit that I've been tracking is grounding and sunshine. So making sure that I'm getting outside every day, and then sticking to my phone hours. So I have a schedule for being on my phone. Like, I don't like to be on my phone past 8:45 at night, and I don't like to get on it until I finish my morning routine. So that's another habit that I like to track. Then for each day of the week, there is a spot for you to jot down scheduled events, a blank area to use for whatever you want. So like meal planning, writing affirmations, writing to-dos for the day that are outside of your focus three, or like I said, whatever you want to use it for. And then there's also a spot each day for you to keep track of your Hustle Sanely 5 habits, which, if you need a little refresh, the Hustle Sanely 5 habits are your focus three tasks. So the three most important tasks that you want to get done that day: your move for 30 minutes, tidy for 15 minutes, say or do one kind thing for yourself, say or do one kind thing for someone else. If you've never heard of Hustle Sanely 5, you must be new here. Welcome. I'm so happy you're here. But I want you to think of Hustle Sanely 5 or HS5 as your daily action steps for how to live a peacefully productive life. HS5 is a list of 5 intentional habits that the Hustle Sanely community does every day to help us release overwhelm and focus our best time and energy on things that align with our goals so that we can make consistent progress while taking care of ourselves and showing up well for our people. I love being able to open my planner and see the week's three most important tasks and then each day's three most important tasks. It just helps my brain to not feel overwhelmed. And it just, like, I don't know, my brain is like, when I see it. I don't know how else to explain it, y'all. It's the type A in me, okay? The way that my weekly planner is set up helps me to prioritize what is actually important, which in turn helps me to make actual progress on my goals. When I have a long to-do list staring back at me every week that doesn't have the tasks prioritized or scheduled for specific days, that is when I personally get overwhelmed and I just feel stuck. I'm like, I don't know what to do first. I don't know when to do what. If you missed last week's episode, we talked all about why you're not getting your to-do list done. So go back and listen to that if you missed it, because I talk about that a little bit more. So currently, our weekly peacefully productive planners are sold out for 2024, but y'all better believe we already have the waitlist going for 2025 planners. So I'll link that in the show notes if you want to go ahead and sign up for it now so that you get an email this fall when the planners are ready for you. And then I want to talk about the fourth and final tool that I use to help me plan and organize my whole life. And that is, as I said at the beginning, my Hustle Sanely daily planning notepad. So as a reminder, I said I use my daily planning notepad to create a plan for fuller days. So I don't use my daily planning notepad every single day, but I do use it on the days that I feel like my day is really full and like I need to get more nitty gritty with my time blocking. That is when I use the daily planning page. So the daily planning page, it basically takes the layout from the weekly planner and enlarges it for that specific day. So like the weekly planner is a bird's eye view of my week, and the daily planning notepad is if you zoomed in on one specific day. There's a spot to time block your day in 30-minute increments, which is really helpful when you have just a busier day. You know what I mean? So there's also more to-do list spaces for each day, so you can get very specific with your daily tasks if you've got a lot going on. on that day. So again, this system works super well for me in this season. And I can honestly say that I hardly ever feel stressed out about where things are going to fit in my schedule or about knowing what needs to be done each day. If you want to learn more about the Hustle Sanely Planning System, so things like having a monthly focus goal, a weekly top three, a daily focus three, and using Hustle Sanely 5 to live a peacefully productive life, I've got you. I'm telling you, I created the Hustle Sanely Lifestyle course as a way to teach you and show you the Hustle Sanely Planning System in action. Use the code PEACEFULLIFE in all caps to get $50 off the course so that you can say goodbye to burnout and pursue your goals while prioritizing your mental health and relationships. All right, y'all, that is what I've got for you today, how I plan and organize my whole entire life. I hope that this episode gave you some inspiration. If you feel like you're planning system needs just a little bit of tweaking, a little bit of TLC. Let me know if you like this episode by sharing it on your Instagram stories and tagging me at Jess M. Massey so that I can see it. I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever.